I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. President Trump has vowed to reverse much of the legacy of his predecessor, Barack Obama. But Trump is reaching even further back for one policy reversal. Presidents George H.W. Bush and Bill Clinton ushered in the North American Free Trade Agreement with Canada and Mexico in the 1990s. Trump has called NAFTA the worst trade deal in history, and he wants major changes to it. And starting today, the president gets to try to make good on that promise as talks opened to renegotiate NAFTA. If the president can't get his way, he's threatened to pull the U.S. out of the deal. But what exactly is Trump trying to accomplish with any or all of this? And what can he accomplish? The World's Jason Margolis covers trade for us. The president wants to bring back manufacturing jobs to the U.S., Jason. Can he do that?
It's going to be very hard. He has a challenge. And we've seen a lot of manufacturing jobs disappear over the last 20 years. But to blame it all on NAFTA is far too simplistic. A lot of manufacturing jobs went away when China joined the WTO. A lot of jobs have been lost to robots and automation. A lot of jobs were lost during the Great Recession. And how many jobs were lost to Mexico because of NAFTA? I asked an economist, Mark Mellitz at Harvard University, who studies this, and this is what he told me.
My estimate is right around zero. Because the trade agreements really, they are not about changing overall employment. They change the composition of jobs that are available in both of the economies.
So the judgment that NAFTA was terrible for American workers, it's not a unanimous call, is it?
Right. So he's saying zero jobs were lost overall. To say no jobs were lost, it really would sting to someone in the Rust Belt who used to be making cars and now they're made in Mexico. But in sum, jobs are created and jobs are lost. And this constant churn in our economy, when you look at how many jobs were lost to NAFTA, he believes it was zero.
Trump talks a lot about the trade deficit with Mexico, how we're getting ripped off by Mexico. Is that true? And can he correct that if it is true?
We are ripped off. We are importing a lot more than we export, about $64 billion more with Mexico. Economists say, does it matter? No. You go to the grocery store, so you're spending money because you want to buy things at that grocery store. You like avocados in season from Mexico, so we're buying a lot more stuff. And economists say that shows our strength. We have the money to buy it.
So can Trump get a win, what he would consider a win on NAFTA?
In President Trump's world, I think there are winners and there are losers. I don't think that's a stretch to say, right? But each country that signs onto a trade agreement has to be a winner, or else they wouldn't do it. So I spoke with Timothy A. Wise a while back. He's with the Small Planet Institute in Cambridge, and he had this really nice quote, which I want to play again for you.
The president of Mexico arrives at the negotiations with the goal of making Mexico great again, not the goal of making America great again.
So yeah, the point is Canada, the U.S., Mexico, they all are coming to the tables hoping to accomplish something. And if President Trump thinks he can just browbeat Canada and Mexico into getting exactly what he wants, he's wrong.
Will he get the votes from Congress to make the changes? Because that's a big question, too, especially given the current mood and what seems to be Trump's increasing isolation in Washington.
So that is super interesting because he's more on the side of Democrats with renegotiating trade deals. Is he going to align with Democrats? Are Democrats going to swallow their pride and work with President Trump to get improvements to NAFTA? Because everyone agrees that NAFTA needs an update. But is his big signature accomplishment going to get the votes with Democrats? I don't know.
Yeah, hard to imagine. The World's Jason Margolis covers trade for us. Where else can listeners find out what you've been looking into?
You could go to PRI.org and just type in NAFTA, and you'll find all sorts of stuff from tomato growers in Florida to workers building air conditioners in Indiana and Mexico.
Jason, thanks a lot.
Thank you.